Jonas Applegarth lay back in the oak settle and rocked with mirth. Delighted that his play had been accepted by Westfield's men, he was celebrating in the taproom of the Queen's Head with some of his new fellows. Applegarth was barely 30, but his vast girth, his thinning hair, his grey beard, and his pockmarked skin added a decade and more. Whenever he moved, the hooks on his doublet threatened to snap, and his huge thighs seemed on the point of bursting the banks of his breeches and flooding the settle. The colossal body was matched by a colossal appetite and a seemingly insatiable thirst. Jonas Applegarth drank tankards of beer as fast as they could be filled, but it was no solitary indulgence. Generous with his money, he invited four of his new friends to join him in his revelry, and they were soon cracking merry jests together. Owen Elias laughed loudest of all. An ebullient Welsh actor with a love of life, he discerned a soulmate in Jonas Applegarth. The dramatist had not only provided Elias with an excellent role in his play, he was showing that he could roister with the wildest of them. In the short time he'd been with the troupe, Applegarth had taken the measure of Westfield's men.